We're going to talk today about a topic that makes a lot of sense, yet we need to understand what it means. Good name, Shem Tov. We all know in business, this is something that's very important. If you have a name of a person of integrity, everybody wants to do business with you, including the banks. And in the minute that your name is ruined, you're going to have a very hard time doing business with anyone, and especially with those that the name is very important for them. So the importance of Shem Tov, of good name, is something that we experience every day. But if we will look through the sources, the Jewish sources, we'll see that it has a paramount importance. And we have two major sources for a good name. First one is the Pasuk in Kohelet, Perek Zayin. Tov Shem Mishemen Tov. Good name is better than good oil. V'yom hamoves miyoyim hivoldoi. The day the person die is better than the day the person was born. Says the Rashi there on the Pasuk. V'yom hamoves miyom hivoldoi. Nolda Miriam en akol yodim mahi. When Miriam was born, nobody knew. We knew that she is a Miriam. However, nistalko meto nistalko abeer. When Miriam died, there's no more beer, there's no more well. Everybody knows how important and how tzadeket Miriam is. Vechen be'aharon be'amud anan vechen Moshe b'man. All of those people, when they died, when they passed away, something happened to show their importance, but not so when they were born. So when a person dies, it's the end of a long journey. The certainty is much bigger than when he is born. That's the second part of the pasuk. We will see soon if there is any connection between the first part and the second part of this pasuk. But there is a Medrash Rabbah in Kohelet. And the Medrash Rabbah is enumerating why a good name, why a Shem Tov is better than good oil, than Shemen Tov. And the Medrash Rabbah is saying there are six or seven things that differentiate a good name, or that make a good name better than a Shem Tov, than a good oil. Shemen Tov Yored, v'Shem Tov Ole. The first one is that a good name, a good oil, even though it will go on top, eventually, and sometimes it will go down. A good name will never go down. Also, when you pour the oil, the pouring action is pouring the oil down. There is no such things of a down movement with a good name. It's always going up. Shemen tov leshaato, v'shem tov leolam. Good oil has an expiration date. Good name does not. Shemen tov kale, v'shem tov eino kale. Good oil, eventually you'll run out of it. Good name, you never run out of it. It's continuous. Shemen tov bedamim. In order to buy good oil, you have to pay for it. V'shem tov b'chinam. For a good name, you don't have to pay anything. Actually, if you start paying for it, it's reducing the good name. Shemen tov noheg b'chaim. V'shem tov noheg b'chaim u'b'meitim. Good oil is good only, it'll give you benefit only as long as you're alive. When you're dead, it doesn't mean anything. But a good name lasts forever, in life and his death. Shemen tov ba'ashirim. V'shem tov ba'aniyim u'ba'ashirim. Usually, in order to buy good olive oil, you have to have some money. Not everybody can afford it. But a good name, everybody can have it. Number seven. Shem tov me'alech mikiton letraklin. V'shem tov olech misof olam ve'ad sofo. The qualities of a good oil is limited in space. It's in the kitchen, in the food that you eat. There is a limit of how much the quality can spread out. Not so with a good name that can take you from one side of the world to the other side of the world. There is no limitation to a good name. And then the Medrash finishes. Amar Rav Yehuda Bar Simon. Matzinu ba'alei shemen tov nichnesu lemakom chayim. V'yatzu hem srufim. U'ba'alei shem tov nichnesu lemakom meitim. V'yatzu chayim. We found people that had good oil on them. This is the Koyanim. Nodov v'aviu, says the Medrash, nichnesu lemakom chayim. They entered into the Beis HaMikdash alive. U'metu. and then they died. Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, those three prophets, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, nichnesu le'aton nora, they went into a horrible place, ve'yatzu chayim, because of their qualities as human beings. Lekach ne'emar, tov shem tov, tov shem mishem tov. That's the Medrash Rabbah. So the Medrash basically enumerates why is this a good name is better than a good oil. And I'm assuming that the reason that Shlomo HaMelech put the name and oil is because the same letters are Shem and Shemen, so he just compared the two of them. And Shemen Tov is considered to be a quality thing. And I was wondering, what is the big advantage for someone who has a Shem Tov? What is the big advantage for this person that his name is going from one world, side of the world to the other side of the world? The Gemara says about Rabbi Akiva, Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva, Sheshimcha Olech Mikzeh Olam Ve'ad Sofo. Rabbi Akiva, you're so lucky, if you want, that your name is known throughout the world. And that's what the promise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made to Avraham Avinu, Va'agadla Shmecho. Okay? Says the Rashi that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised that he will let the whole world know about Avraham Avinu. I don't think either one of them was running a campaign. And I don't think it was really important for either one of them to know how many people know them. Why was it so important to a person like Avraham Avinu that his name will be recognized from one side of the world to another? And I think that there's two issues in it. First of all, if people know about you and they like you, that indicates some good qualities about you. Mi sheruach habriyot nocha emenu, ruach hamakom nocha emenu. The Gemara says that one of the yardsticks of somebody who is going to be liked by HaKadosh Baruch Hu is somebody who liked by other people. So the more people knew Avraham Avinu, and the more people liked him, the more likely it was that he's also liked by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the second thing is, and I think that's the important one, that it was important from Avraham Avinu for people to know him so they can be influenced by him and by what he's doing. Avraham Avinu represented something, and the more people knew about what he represents, and the more people liked what he represents, the bigger could be his influence all over the world. Okay? So the fact that a good name is something that takes a person to all parts of the world is not just to make the person feel good, but it's really what the benefit from it is, that the reason for his good name are something that people try to emulate and to basically to try to get close to that person. They can know him and they can be around him and try to see what is so good about that person. Okay, what is a good name? I don't want to ask about our president if he is a good name or not, but we can start asking about a lot of people in our community. What is considered to be really a good name? If somebody is a big philanthropist, is this good enough to qualify for him to be as a good name? If somebody is very poor, but his house is open to everybody, is this a good name? Is a good name of him the same as the good name of a philanthropist? What can a person buy a good name? So let's try to dwell a little bit into what does it mean to have a good name. Says the Torah Tmima, Kol Adam yesh lo shem etzem mitolada vegam shem levai, o chacham, o ashir, o bal gmach. So every person has his own name, and then there is some adjectives, I'm assuming, that are being associated with that name. Ve'ish kaze bichlal hu chaviv la'ebriot. A person can have many reasons why people like a person. Aval eino yodea im chavivu bishvil atzmiyuto or bishvil ma'asav. We don't know whether people like this person because what he's doing, or the people like this person because what he is. And not always what I do reflect what I am. I can be very generous and give donations for various reasons, but really not be a nice human being. Okay, so what I do does not necessarily reflect what I am. Says the Torah Tmima that Shlomo HaMelech comes and tells us, Shekol tovato umaalato shel haadam urak bishvil ma'asav atovim. Only the good deeds that I do, and we'll see soon that the good deeds by themselves are just the first step. But if I'm a bad person, if I'm associated with bad deeds, my good name is out. There's nothing that can be done about it. The first step is that I have to have some good deed. The Sefer HaIkarim says the following. I'm not going to read the entire quote. He says that what is Hashem Tov? Ratza lomar, Hashem HaTov, Hanikna mitzad hamidot hatovot. Hu tov mishemen tov. Good traits. So we started with good deeds, and now we're coming to something a little bit deeper. It's a person with good traits. We always mention, when we have an opportunity, the chidah, that asks the question, why is this, that there's not a mitzvah in the Torah of having good traits? There's a mitzvah, v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. But there's not a mitzvah to be nice to others. There's not a mitzvah to be smiling, not to be angry. All of the things that we are looking at in the traits of people, why isn't there any mitzvah in the Torah about those good traits? Says the Chidah that those are not commendable. Those are preconditions to any mitzvah. There's nothing that can be done if we lack the good traits. Whatever we do, it's a non-starter. Good trait is a precondition. Says the Sefer HaIkrim that good traits is a definition of good name, Shem Tov. So I have to do good things, I also have to have the basic good traits that are associated with it. The Maharal in Netivot Olam says it very bluntly. Says the Maharal the following, שכל אשר יש לו שם טוב, המעלה הזאת הוא עצמי אל האדם. A meaning of good name, of Shem Tov, is something that is embedded inside the human being. That's the essence of the human being. לא כמו האושר, not like wealth, שזה קיבל האושר ואף החוכמה. Wisdom is the same thing. There is people that are born with talent, there are people that are born without it. אם שנראה כי הדבר הזה הוא אל עצמו, אין החוכמה דבר עצמי אל האדם. Even though it seems that being smart is something that inherent in the human being and he can develop it, it's something that's given and then I can develop whatever is given to others. I'm always telling people that if we are looking back at my high school class and I see those that were successful and those that were not successful, beside the big factor of Siyata Dishmaya. But if you look at them, you see that the biggest difference is not the talent. The biggest difference is the efforts. If you have two people that put equal efforts, then the talent can play a role. But if you don't put your part in it, if you don't invest, you can be the most talented person in the world. It's not going to get you anywhere. Okay? That's what he's saying here. Wisdom is something that's very important. But the basic underlying talent that I have is something that's given to me. וכן שאר המעלות, a lot of other things, אינם של האדם עצמו. אבל השם הטוב, what does it mean to have a good name? הוא שבא על האדם עצמי, היא תהיה המעלה. The essence of the person, what the person is, that is a good name. So if you try to take somebody and divorce, okay, this person is a very wealthy person. This person is a rov. This person is a leader in the community. And you ask yourself a question, if I'm taking away his title, if I'm taking away his wealth, would I appreciate that person as much? Take away all the things that are putting on top of the person that makes it easy to recognize him and make it easy for him to do the things that he's doing. Those are the questions that we have to ask. What's the essence of that person? We'll get back to it. The Gemara is saying in Masechet Broches, when Rabbi Yochanan finished the book of Iyov, he says the following, Sof Adam Lamut, the end of every human being is death. Vesof Beima Lishchita, the same way that the end of every animal is being slaughtered. Ve'akol Lemita Emundim. So we're all going to end up somewhere not alive. Ashrei mi shegadal ba Torah ve'amalo ba Torah Blessed is the person who invested his effort to learn Torah, ve'oseh nachat ruach le'yotzro, and tried to satisfy and appease the Creator, ve'gadal b'shem tov, ve'niftar b'shem tov min ha'olam. Somebody who grew up, and as he grew up, his good name grew up, and when he passed away, everybody says, what a person he was. Ve'azeh amar Shlomo ha'melech, tov shem mishemen tov, ויום המוות מיום היוולדו. Says the Tzlach on this Gemara. Again, it's a repetition, but just with a little bit more stress. Amru, the Gemara says, וגדל בשם טוב. He grew up with a good name. Says the Tzlach, אמרו וגדל בשם טוב, ולא אמר וזכה לשם טוב. The Gemara is saying, he grew up with a good name, and not that he was a zoiche, I don't know how to...
He merited
a good name. Says the Tzlach, what's the difference between growing and merit a good name? Ki yesh shemitchila zacha le'osher ve'kavod u'gdula ve'achar kach higia le'shem tov. There are people who are Kodesh Baruch who bless them with wealth, with a lot of kovod. They are the son of, they are the son-in-law of, they are the president of, and then they came to the good name. Uleish kaze, to people like this, says the Tzlach, it's not Yitzchok Shkop talking, the Tzlach. Uleish kaze, en Hashem tov raya al shlemuto. His good name is really not a proof to the completeness of this person. Ki rabim yachelu pnei nadiv. A lot of people are trying to get close to somebody who is a philanthropist. וכול הרעה לאיש מתן ומתחנפים לו מחמת אושרו וגדולתו. People are trying to be מתחנף, they're trying to appease, I don't know how to call it, but they're trying to get close to somebody and tell him whatever he wants to hear without really meaning it. ומשבחים אותו, ועל ידי זה בא לשם טוב, אם אמת, אם שקר. So the person is trying to give them back and he's giving money all over and therefore he's being praised and that praise is hiptanim whether it's true or not true. Avalim nafochu. But if it starts the other way, shegadluto ba lo mechamat shmo atov, that a person is being recognized and is being honored as a president of whatever have you because of the good name that he developed. ונתגדל אצל כל שלא מחמת אשרו. And people appreciate him and like him and love him not because of his wealth. ולא היה לו שר ומושל. And his father was not a big governor or a big rabbi or whatever have you that he's the son of. רק מחמת יושר הנהגתו היה אהוב למעלה ונחמד למטה. Only because of his trust or because his honesty. People like him. Because of who he is, not because the son of, or because of what he's doing, what he's giving. Ze Shem Tov Amiti. This is a good name. Okay? So the first thing is that we have to realize that there are good deeds, and good deeds are required, are prerequisite to acquire a good name. But they are not the end of all in order to acquire a good name. Person can do some good things even though he himself is not so good. And we have to appreciate the good deeds that a person does. There's no question about it. I don't want anybody to come out of here and say, Yitzchok Shkop said that somebody can do a lot of good things, but he's a bad person and therefore we should not appreciate what he's doing. We should appreciate good deeds. But that does not qualify the person as being called Baal Shem Tov. The honor of a good name. A good name is a description of the essence of the person, not of his deeds. I will tell you a story. It's an interesting story that I heard just 2 weeks ago from the Rosh Yeshiva of Sfat Emet, Rav Shaul Alter. He spoke in Parshas Va'era, and Rashi, the Chumash says, Va'era el Avron, Yitzchok ve'Yaakov, says the Rashi there, Va'era el Ha'avot. So Rashi basically says that Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were the Ovos, were our fathers. Well, we all know it. Why does Rashi have to say, Vo'ero el Ovos? So the answer that many of the Sforim are answering is that Rashi wants to tell us here that it's very nice to be the son of Avram, the son of Yitzchok, and the son of Yaakov. We always tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please treat us favorably because of Schus Aves, because of the Schus of Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov. But Rashi tells us that we also have to be our own parents. So it's not good enough to be just the son of, but it has to be something that qualifies us as our own without being the son of. And he told the story that's it's something that you'll remember for a long time. He said that Reb Meir Mipremishlan, one time, he was a Rebbe, and people came to his home to get a bracha. And there was somebody who came to him dressed like he's the son of a big Rebbe. You know, his father and all of them were big people, and he's coming now, but he saw that there's not much behind the garments, or below the garments. Okay? So the Meir Mipremishlan told him, I want to tell you a story. And the story was the following. There was one time a king or a prince that ruled a particular area in Europe, and he had an old hunting dog. And that dog served that prince for many, many years. But now he's old, he cannot do anything anymore. The prince didn't feel comfortable to put him to sleep, because it's still the dog that served him for a long time. But he couldn't keep him anymore at the palace. So he went to his tailor, to the palace tailor, and said, I have here a whole bunch of skins of animals. I want you to call and make this dog a suit that will be part of it from a lion, part of it from a wolf, part of it from a bear, and we will make it a skin so when he'll come, the animals in the forest will not think that he is a dog that they can finish very quickly. So the tailor actually created this suit. On one side it looked like a lion, on the other side it looks like a bear, on the other side it looked like a wolf, and he sends the dog into the forest. The animals come and they never saw such a creation. You look at this from one side, it looks like a lion. You look from the other side, it looks like another animal. So the lion calls the fox and says, you're a smart guy. Go find out what is this animal. So the fox goes to this guy and says, Salam Aleichem, what are you? So he's telling, my great-grandfather was a lion. Very nice. Who are you? My grandfather, he was a wolf. I asked, who are you? My father was a bear. You're not answering my question, who are you? I'm a dog. That was the end of the story. Okay? So your grandfather can be a lion, and the great-grandfather can be a bear, but the question is, who are you? Okay? That's the Shem Tov. The question there is, who are you? Okay. We have a Mishnah in Maseches Ovis, and the Mishnah is saying the following. Shloisho Ktorim Hem. There are three crowns that a person can have. Keter Torah, the crown of Torah. Keter Kehuna, the crown of Kehuna, being a Kohen. Keter Malchut, kingdom. And then says the Mishnah, the Keter Shem Tov, Ole Al Gabem. A Keter Shem Tov goes on top of them. And as you can imagine, there's a few questions that we need to understand. First of all, the Mishnah counts three. The Mishnah telling us that there are three, and the Mishnah counts four of them. Keter Torah, Keter Kehuna, Keter Malchut, and Keter Shem Tov. If there are four, why does the Mishnah tell us only three? And what does it mean that the Keter Shem Tov, the crown of a good name, goes on top of them? Okay. So, the Bartenura, which is the major commentator on the Mishnah, he says that Keter Torah, there are three, what does it mean that we have three crowns? There are three crowns that a person has to give honor to those that have those crowns. Keter Torah, it's written Ve'adarta Pnei Zaken, that you have to honor an older person, and the Gemara says En Zaken Ela Mishe Kana Chochma, that the word Zaken means somebody who has wisdom. Keter Kehuna, it's written on the Koyanim Ve'Kidashtoi Kodesh Yelecha, that you have to be Mekadesh the Koyanim. Keter Malchut Som Tassim Alecha Melech, Zog the Gemara Shetei Mato Alecha, that you have to give enough respect to the king. What's the Keter Shem Tov? Ole al Gabem. And we will see it in a few stages, as much as time permits. says the Bartenura, "Mi sheyesh beyado ma'asim tovim, ushmuato tova mechamat ma'asav, whoever is associated with good deeds, just good deeds, kol ha'shlosha k'tarim tzrichim lo." All of those three other crowns of Torah, Kehuna, and Kingdom must have the fourth crown of good name. She'im Talmid Chachamu, if this guy is a big learner, a big Talmid Chochem, Vesani Shumane, but he is hated by the people around him, Shari Libzuye, we allowed not to give him COVID to this Talmid Chochem. The Tiferes Yisrael, which is another commentator on the Mishnayos, is saying much stronger words. The Tiferes Yisrael is saying, "Bli Keter Shem Tov, without the name, the crown of good name, everything else is useless." Ratzal Omar, I'm reading now the quote and alter. En kol achat o kulam yachat chashuvim li kare keter. You hear? None of them is considered to be even called that you have the crown of Teire, of Kehune, of Malchus. Im en bahem Shem Tov, she is kea adam ba keter ahu al yedei ma'asav tovim. You can be a Talmid Chochem, and God forbid, not being liked by people. You can be a Kohen, and there are some examples that are brought later on of Talmidei Chachamim and Koyanim and kings, that all of them were bad. Okay? Says the Tiferes Yisrael, Ve'im yishtamesh bekitro ze lema'asim tovim, ashrav. If a person who has the crown of Kehuna, of Teire, or of Malchus will use the crown properly, then it's terrific. Melech muhtaru beYisrael, he will be a crowned king, whatever the crown that he has. Ve'im lav, listen to the words that he's saying. If a Talmid Chochem, or a Kohen, or a king, will not use the crowns that were given in the right way, ha'reyu keshafel shebishfalim, he is the lowest of the lows. Ve'kitro beRosho, and whatever crown he thinks he is carrying, I don't know how to translate this Jewish idiom, Hebrew idiom, nezem zahav be'af chazir, but it means a gold jewelry in the nose of a pig, which means it's useless. It's absolutely useless. So they explain that the reason that Keter Shem Tov Oleh Al Kulam is because that's the keter that can qualify all the other ones, whether they are being used properly, positively, or they are being used negatively. I remember that we had a friend, without mentioning name, that she was an old girl, she was really a lady, and she came to Chicago, and somebody offered her a shidduch, which on its face did not seem to be proper shidduch. Because she was looking for a Talmid Chochem, her father was a big Rosh Yeshiva in New York, and she didn't know what to do. So she went to her father. And her father asked her one question. Is he a mensch? She said, everybody says he's a terrific, terrific human being. So her father told her the following. A Talmid Chochem is a zero. A Lamden is another zero. And you can add to it all what you want. The one that you need is the one that you can put a one in front of it. Because then it can be a 10, 100, or a million. But if you don't have this one in front of it, that's the Shem Tov, then it all stays a zero. It all stays a zero. That's what the Gemara means here, the Shem Tov, Oyle al Gabem. The Shem Tov defines whether what they have, the other crown, is a positive thing, or God forbid, a negative thing. Not much time, so I want to skip part of it, and go to another Gemara. The Gemara in Bove Basra is saying the following. The Omar Rababal, Shalu et Shlomo, they asked Shlomo HaMelech, Ezu ben Oilom Havo. Who merits to be in an Oilom Havo? Omar Lahem, Shlomo HaMelech told them, Kol shekeneged skenav kovod. Whoever have the kovod because he is old. Okay? Says the Gemara, Ki ha de Yosef Breder of Yeshua, one of the Tanoim, Cholash, fainted, and apparently while he fainted, he went up there, and then he got back up, Omar le Rabavu Amai Chazit, what did you see when you went up there to visit? Omar le Oilom Hofuch Reiti. I saw an upside down world. El Yoinim Lemato, the Tachtoinim Lemalo. Those people that here were considered to be the front and the face of everybody, they were here on top of the world. I saw them in Gan Eden at the end line, at the end, at the last line. You needed a telescope, or he described it up and down. And those that were here, the downtrodden, those people that nobody gave them any credit, those are the people that I saw sitting right up front, in front of the Rebbe Nishalev. Says the Rashi there, what's keneged skein of kovod? Otam shecholkim lahem kavod mechamat chochmatam vezikmatam. Those are the people that are being honored because of their wisdom and because of their age and experience. Elyoinim lemato, what are the people that I saw here, that over there I saw them down? Says the Rashi, otam shehem elyonim kan mechamat oshram. Those people that here, everybody give them all the covet in the world because of their wealth. Ra'iti shehem sham lemata. I saw them there, they were at the lowest level. And those aniyim, the poor people, I saw them up there. Says Rabbeinu Gershom, he wants to add one more word to it. What's elyonim lemato v'tachtoinim lemalo? Kol shecholkim lo kavod bishvil otam, bishvil chochmato, velo mishum osho. So the good name that you have, that will keep you up there in the world to come, in front row, is the good name that you get because of your essence. And that's what the Mishnah means to tell you, that good names carries you alive and after death. Because the yardstick upstairs, listen to this, it's amazing. The yardstick upstairs is not how much bekavone you daven. It's important to daven bekavone. It's important to do. But the yardstick upstairs is, were you appreciated here because of your who you are? Now, naturally, if you're not a Shema Torah mitzvah, the Rambam counts it out. They said that the you did, what's good and what's not, has to be defined by the Torah. I'll just, very short story, Reb Meir Premishlan said that he went one time in one of his chalomes up there, and he saw a big Rebbe comes in and walks in, and he wants to go to Gan Eden, and the guard stands there right there. Said, what do you mean? I'm this and this Rebbe. And the guard says, wait, we have to check you out. Then another one comes, the same story. Then come a pushiterit, somebody who's, and the guard tells him, what do you want? He said, I would like to come to Gan Eden. Do you have anything that you, do you think you deserve Gan Eden for? He said, honestly, I don't know anything. All I can tell you is that as much as I didn't have any money, as much as I didn't have anything, whenever somebody wanted to come and stay with me, my house was always open. I didn't expect anything. I didn't want anything. Come in. That's yours. Okay? That's what Shem Tov is. Shem Tov is really a reflection of the essence of the human being. Let's work. Let's try to work on it a little bit. Thank you very much.